Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we check back in with the employees of a plant in Billerica that's slated to close down in September. When Jabil Circuit announced earlier this year it would have to lay off its 315 workers, the plant manager took an unusual step. He put an ad in the Boston Globe encouraging other companies to hire what Jabil calls its exceptionally skilled and experienced staff. So what's happened since? WBUR's Fred Tice takes us back to the plant to find out.
Companies such as GE, IBM, Sharp, and Philips Medical contract Jabil to build circuit boards for them. With the recession, the orders stopped coming. And Linda Dunn was among the 315 employees gathered in the cafeteria on a Thursday afternoon in February when plant manager Bill Frake told them that the factory was shutting down. What stands out in her mind is how Frake handled it.
Very, very impressive, and you had a man stand up that had to tell all these people that were losing their jobs. And
He almost cried.
He was so welled up and choked up.
The following Monday, an ad appeared in the Boston Globe in which Frake asked other companies to hire Jabil's employees.
I personally wasn't prepared for the outcome. And it had come in that next day, and then they have my mailbox overflow with over 60 companies calling with opportunities. Kind of interesting case study and outreach in situations like this, and believe me, it's nothing I could have predicted.
This month, 35 of the plant's 315 employees were laid off. At least 8 of them have found jobs already. 5 or 6 expect to get jobs with a Jabil customer along Route 128 that has a dozen positions open. A dozen employees have found jobs on their own. In all, 20 to 30 people have lined something up. But Sue Fugel plans to use her layoff as an opportunity to take some time off.
Well, my plans are to stay out of work for at least a year. And then hopefully by next year, the economy will be great and I'll find a good job. Taking this winter off, the summer off, and just hanging out with the kids. That's it.
Fugel lives in Methuen. We met her along with 6 other Jabil employees in a conference room off the Billerica plant's main entrance, employees such as Linda Dunn.
I was here at the beginning when we started this facility 10 years ago. These people really care what they do. It's like a big family here.
Dunn lives in Ayr with her 20-year-old son and her 14-year-old daughter.
I'm a single parent. There's a lot of people out there that are single parents that have children that depend on them. And the way the economy is right now, it's just very bleak, if you want to say, you know, and it's very difficult.
A dozen employees could be relocated to other Jabil plants around the U.S., but Dunn says she won't be one of them.
You can go, but you could be there 2 weeks, and if that facility's not doing well, you could lose your job again, you know, and then you're in a different state with no family, and then what do you do from there? So that's kind of a scary option for a lot of individuals also.
Others are also trying to figure out their options. Melinda Fontaine, who lives in Sandown, New Hampshire, is the mother of 3 adult children.
I think I might go back to medical. I'm not sure what avenue. I used to be a nurse aide, but I don't think I could lift on patients anymore. So I was going to look into maybe becoming a pharmaceutical tech or something like that. And I'm sure I'd probably start out low, but it's an opportunity that you can definitely work your way up. I'm not really sure. I'm still trying to get over this place closing, the shock of it.
One employee, Sarai Lorne, who lives in Lowell, is looking to Washington for help.
Mr. Barack Obama. Hopefully he can, you know, help the country and he can keep these jobs from going overseas.
Despite the uncertainty, Ed Floria, who lives in Fitchburg, hangs on to his hope.
I think everything will be all right. I think, you know, I'm an optimist. I think I'll be all right. Somehow.
Bill Frake, the plant manager, says if the company can place 30 to 40% of its workers, it can count that as a success in these hard times. So far, the professionals have had an easier time finding jobs than the laborers. Jabil hopes to place several workers with Raytheon and has invited the company to a job fair at the end of the month. That's when the state will set up a career counseling center at Jabil. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.